Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network. Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime. Woo!
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
RF Video is the world's leading distributor of pro wrestling merchandise and DVDs. They have over 5,000 wrestling titles to choose from your favorite wrestling promotions, WWE, TNA, ECW, and every wrestling promotion in between. RF Video is famous for their shoot interview series where they sit down with your favorite wrestlers from around the world, including the biggest names, Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, Dusty Rhodes, Terry Funk, just to name a few. RF Video has many other unique DVDs to offer, like their in-ring series, face-off DVDs, best-of DVDs with your favorite wrestlers from every promotion around the world. Check out their sister video on demand website, rfvideonow.com, or you can purchase any of RF Video's DVDs by going to rfvideo.com. Head there today.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the NCloud and soar above your competition.
This is Becky Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
Exclusively on the VOC Nation Radio Network. That's at vocnation.com. And of course,
TheBradyHicks.com. I am Brady Hicks. I'm joined by the voice of New Moon Rising Wrestling, Cliff Light. What's going on, Cliff? How are we feeling today?
A little bit better, Brady. Just recuperating from surgery last week, so taking it easy one step at a time, but I'm ready to get the show started. It's going to be a fun one.
Of course, we've all been following along with the medical updates on your Facebook page, Cliff. Thoughts and prayers. Tony Danza used to say, you know, thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers, Jonathan. Definitely, Cliff. We're all pulling for you there. Maybe that was a bad pun with
right.
Ernie and everything. But.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
855-VOC-RADIO. That's 855-862-7234 to call in. Be part of the show here today. We've got about 25 minutes left. It's just a half an hour show. Had to kick off with a little commercial break as I got everything in order here. But, guys, today I wanted to talk a little bit about the mysterious videos that started popping up in New Moon Rising Wrestling following Ides of March. This man, whatever this monster, this man, later revealed to be, of course, the Chainsaw Joe Gacy, stalking Tank Toland for a number of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's brought a definite eerie feel to the Proving Grounds those couple months until we eventually end up appearing. I mean, we had rumors from... You named the person. I mean, there was rumors that it could have been this person, that person, this person. And then finally, once it was revealed to be, Chainsaw, it just finally brought everything together at one shot.
Of course, we will play this mysterious video that aired at the conclusion of Ides of March in the Proving Grounds back in March of 2013. We'll be playing that for you guys very shortly on the show. Cliff, when you first saw this video, I mean, I know I had a million thoughts popping through my head for who I thought it might be. Did you have any thoughts, any ideas about maybe what this meant for New Moon? I mean, because there really was nothing to go off of.
No, I mean, when it first played, I was standing in the ring with Tank Toland and our master official, Anthony Gigante, when it played. And, I mean, between the three of us, we were all looking at each other. And, of course, Tank, being our world champion at the time, started pointing fingers at, you know, who is it? You got to know something. You got to know something. I mean, I was just as dumbfounded as everybody else. I had no idea who it could have been. I mean, I was just in shock just watching it and listening to the words and the eerie music that was playing. So I had no clue.
I'll be honest with you, I was right near ringside. I was, of course, seated at my usual broadcast seat right next to the Dean of Credibility, Dean Dixon, and I looked over at him, and I didn't know for sure. But I looked at Dean, and I was like, Dean, this is you, isn't it? Like, he had so much hatred for Tank Toland at the time. There was just so much animosity between them. Heading back as far as early back as our first or second show at the Proving Ground, our first show, I believe, it was that I Hate You match between Tank Toland and Justin America, where Dean Dixon chose to get involved. Dean was on a vendetta against Tank Toland, and I didn't know how. I couldn't put it all together. Obviously, Dean wasn't working alone there, and as we learned out, it turned out to be the Chainsaw Joe Gacy. But like I said, I had a feeling in the back of my head that it was somehow tied to Dean.
I mean, even if after we played, you know, after that video played, then you go, you go into the next month. I go in because that's when Tank had the tag team match with the Gunners against the Burgundy Brigade. If everybody remembers, Tank dropped, you know, Slim Burgundy. I go to the back to check on Ryan to give, you know, everybody an update, and that's when I was forced by someone all in black, didn't know who it was, which we ended up finding out later on. It was Gacy giving me, here, delivered us a Tank, a big present, which I'd take to ringside, and here was a chainsaw.
Of course,
and
yeah,
then what's laid on it.
I'm sorry, Cliff, go ahead.
Oh, as I was saying, that just would lay the mind games of, oh, now there's pieces of the puzzle that are starting to come together a little bit, but like you said, you thought it may have been Dean, well, that turned the heat from Dean more towards me because I was in the ring during the video. I was the one delivering the present.
Sure, absolutely. I'm sure there were a lot of people who did question whether it was you. Maybe had you been listening to the wrong people or whatever. I mean, there were a lot of people who questioned it. I'll be honest with you, absolutely. But the mind games would continue for another month. First, it was mysterious videos. Then it was the gift of the chainsaw, and ultimately, the physical. I don't know if you would call it a gift. It's kind of the opposite of a gift. But Chainsaw Joe Gacy ultimately laying out Tank Tolan, injuring him, forcing him out of action throughout the summer, basically, forcing him to vacate his heavyweight title.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to say a gift, he brought a mini baseball bat. Joe brought, when he came in and attacked Tank, he did bring a little gift, a mini baseball bat. So if you want to say a third gift, the third gift would have been the mini baseball bat taking him out. But yeah, I mean, it was just a total shock when once that came out, and then it's him, and then see what he did to our top dog to get his name and recognized in New Moon was just, I mean, if you remember that, once he attacked Hank, you looked around the proving grounds, everybody's jaw was on the floor except for the Dean of Credibility up there with the big old smile and smirk grabbing the world title and trying to take it with him.
Well, sure, yeah. I mean, I don't think there were a lot of people who thought that they would ever see Tank Tolan. I mean, Tank Tolan was our experienced veteran. You know, he was our former WWE guy, the centerpiece of the company, and here he was laid out. I'll be honest with you, Cliff, and I'll be honest to you guys as well. Like I said, if you want to call in 855 VOC Radio, that's 855-862-7234, because we are talking about one of the more fascinating times in New Moon Rising Wrestling's history. By the way, we have some news about some other indie stuff coming up in the Philadelphia area. We'll get to that on the other side of the break as well. But, you know, when I was looking at Tank Tolan, you know, and thinking about it, there were a lot of people who never thought they'd see Tank in that sort of a position, you know, so vulnerable, you know, ultimately forced to surrender his title like that. Usually, when you're watching wrestling, you know, whoever does those sort of mysterious videos and you don't know what's going on and nobody seems to know what's up, that person has the mental edge for sure, you know, delivering a gift of a chainsaw, things like that. Mind games that definitely give you an advantage over an opponent. But I can remember sitting at that desk, and when it was revealed that it was the Chainsaw Joe Gacy that was behind all this, I mean, Cliff, I'm a writer for Pro Wrestling Illustrated. I've tracked the independent scene for a long time. And Joe Gacy is one of those guys that I thought, like, if he's here in New Moon, you know, and he's going after our top guy, the landscape is about to change.
Oh, I agree with you 100% on that. I mean, there was always rumors of maybe, you heard, maybe Joe coming maybe for one, two matches, just you know, get the independent scene, you know, moving around from different promotions. If his main promotion didn't have anything, he would come, you know, just to join us for a match or two. I mean, there was those rumors in the locker room. But then to hear, you know, once those rumors died down, and then all of a sudden these mysterious videos started playing, the gift of the chainsaw, and then him revealing and attacking Tank, and then becoming a mainstay on the roster for the next few months until our hiatus in September. I mean, it was mind-blowing just to see where it went from rumors of one or two matches to him taking out the champ, claiming he's the top dog in our promotion, and then, you know, being a mainstay and taking on whoever wanted to come after him.
And the match between Tank Tolan and Joe Gacy, of course, it never actually happened. It never actually got to happen because Joe took Tank out. Tank was laid out for a number of months. He was forced to vacate his title. We had the title tournament in July of that year at the Proving Grounds. And, of course, Matt Saigon, the winner, no doubt looking over his shoulder. Joe Gacy, not able to capture that title, but not really given a fair shake at it, you know? And Tang Tolan gone, it just, and then, of course, New Moon Rising Wrestling with its sabbatical. This is a match that I think a lot of people are so excited to see, maybe with the rebirth of New Moon Rising Wrestling eventually, that maybe Tang Tolan will come back and try to get a little revenge on Joe Gacy, maybe kind of even things up a little, because it's weird the way things went unresolved here.
Yeah, to leave it at that, where, you know, he gets taken out and not having a chance for, even if Tank comes back for just that one match to get that revenge on Joe, I mean, would be a huge step, you know, not a stepping stone for someone like him. It's been around and done that, but just something, you know, a vindication of, all right, yeah, he did this to me. I got my revenge, you know, then he can either do what he needs to do, either walk away again and finally call it a career, or continue, maybe hopefully, you know, come back and wrestle and try to regain that world championship.
And, of course, the mysterious videos, which you are going to hear on the other side of the commercial break in just a moment, talking about showing no mercy, you know, talking about just pain and physical dominance. And I remember thinking, why now? Why Tank? Maybe you guys can listen to this and get some insight. Maybe you can even provide some insight, because I'm still at a loss when I hear this thing to this day. But what we're going to do right now, guys, we're going to take that commercial break. I know we had one to start off the show, but it kind of helps to get everything in order here. And like I said, 855 VOC Radio. We'd love to hear your perspective, whether you were at the show on that day or whether you're just a fan of New Moon Rising Wrestling or just kind of discovering us for the first time. For sure, we'd love to hear your input on this video, this mysterious video that aired that turned out to be the Chainsaw Joe Gacy targeting our heavyweight champion at the time, Tang Tolan, at the end of Ides of March there. So I want to talk about that. We'll play the video, of course, on the other side. And I also have some news about a new independent company that I was recently made aware of, and Cliff and I have both been contacted to be a part of. We're going to talk about that on the other side. So 855-VOC Radio, that's 855-862-7234. This is New Moon Rising Radio right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network. Be right back, guys.
This is D'Lo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday, or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
Hey, I'm the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle. And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys
to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crowds on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
There's a new moon rising. And I scratch and claw through the brush. And I stare through the eyes of a psycho. I see a mountain. I stare at the mountain, and I look to the top of the mountain, and I see a man standing there, a man who seems to think it's acceptable to be given things, to be handed things, and as I make my journey to the top of the mountain, me and this man, very different. People that know me may call me a very well-oiled machine. And as I reach the top of this mountain, I will claim it for myself. And as I stand there looking down on this man, right before I rip him to pieces, he's gonna look up at me and beg for mercy, and I'm gonna look back at him and whisper, no.
I still shudder when I think about those words.
It'll be recorded and monitored. I have
what
a telephone call from.
Never mind. Okay, there we go. YouTube apparently playing the next in the series here. All right. Cliff, just eerie words. And you know what? Like, listening to it, this is the first time that I've listened to this in more than a year, these haunting words from Joe Gacy. And he talks about just a couple things I want to mention here. The man at the top of the mountain. Obviously, Kang Tolan, it being acceptable to be handed things. Apparently, it seems to me like Joe Gacy felt like he needed to take things that were just given to other people, you know? And it doesn't provide insight into the maniacal mind of such a person that would go out and target somebody like that, Cliff, but at the same time, maybe a little insight into how his mind ticks.
Maybe just a little bit, but I mean, somebody like Chainsaw, I mean, go right there. His gimmick, you know, his name is Chainsaw, so right there gives you a little insight of how this guy mental might work, but I mean, this is a guy, if you try to, you know, sit him down and talk, you might not get a straight answer because his mind's always, you know, going, and just thinking about constant violence. I mean, he's one of those guys is, you want to say, catch him on a good day, but then, you know, whoever it was caught, got, you know, which we end up finding out was Dean getting in his ear, started spewing all this stuff, and it just boiled over, and he snapped, as the best way I think you could say.
Now, Cliff, I mean, as we look forward, and of course many great things still to come with New Moon Rising Wrestling in the future, I'm hearing rumblings each and every week here, and I feel bad in a way that I don't have more updates for people, but I know that things are turning, that New Moon Rising Wrestling is getting ready to come back in a big way. But, Cliff, your thoughts on maybe Joe Gacy and Tank Tolan renewing that rivalry, and maybe what will we see down the line? Will Tank get his comeuppance? You know, what can we look forward to in the coming months?
Definitely one of the top, you know, two or three matches I would love to see once we get back. Just even if it's one match, you know, let these two guys go at it. Whatever, no rules, just let them go. Settle the score. Be great if it's more than one, but I'll take one match. Like we said before, I mean, Tank's a guy that's, you know, been to the top of the heap, and it would be a great score for us to have somebody like that back, you know, in our midst. And a guy like, also a guy like Joe, I mean, another guy that's doing his thing out there, and another guy hopefully that we can get back on the roster and, you know, see what happens from there. But definitely a match I would definitely want to see.
Well, I'll tell you what, as we're talking about coming back and regrouping and all that stuff, I do want to segue real quick, Cliff, because apparently this week a new independent promotion is about to be born in South Jersey. Not related to New Moon. This isn't the comeback of New Moon Rising Wrestling, guys, as we're all hoping for, but Phoenix Pro Wrestling reached out to me this week asking me to be part of a potential show on August 30th. So I mean, and I understand, Cliff, that they contacted you as well. I don't know anything about this company, but I've heard that it's going to be a phenomenal event when they're all set to put on this show.
Yes, like you said, they contacted me as well. They did say, you know, a tentative date, not definite, on August 30th. From what I understand, once I was contacted, I contacted the owner back. Says they're having a major meeting on actually this Tuesday to finalize some details of roster spots and a venue for the show. So hopefully, you know, that everything goes well with that. And once we hear news, I'm sure we, you know, we'll spread it out there and let everybody know. So, I mean, I'm excited to see what this Phoenix Pro Wrestling has in store for us.
Oh, I am as well. I've heard nothing but good things about the people who run it, although I can't actually tell you who they are. I don't know. But, like you said, the big meeting coming up this Tuesday. We're going to know a lot more after that, but you guys can always go to the Facebook.com, and, of course, in your search engine, type in Phoenix Pro Wrestling. It's based out of Vineland, New Jersey, so it should be pretty easy to find. If you're having trouble, find me. I'm Brady Hicks on Facebook. Go in, my friend. Search for Phoenix Pro Wrestling. It'll pop right up because this is the company, you know. I mean, New Moon, I love New Moon. New Moon is my heart and my soul and my home, but New Moon's not here right now. I'm getting the itch, Cliff. I'll be honest. I'm getting the itch. I want to get back to calling some more action, you know. So for me,
I'm there with you 100%.
Maybe so that's where we are with that. Everybody go to Facebook, check out Phoenix Pro Wrestling. And Cliff, you know, we got about a minute left on the show here. Final thoughts on Tank Tull and Joe Gacy, the legacy that they're leaving behind, the fact that they never even had a match, and people are just clamoring for this feud.
It was definitely looked like it had a potential to be one of our biggest feuds that we would have had, you know, had to coming up. Just something, you know, eerie videos with the words that he spoke that we played earlier, the gif of a chainsaw, the introduction of a baseball bat, you know, of violence that we didn't get to see too often, but started to become a little bit of a regular thing at the proving ground. Just like you said, once we get back fully going, it's definitely something I hope we get a chance to see Tank get his revenge. You know, if it's one match, a series of matches, as long as we get to see it, I'll be happy.
Well, me too, Cliff. Certainly me too. I would love to see Tank Tolan get his comeuppance on Joe Gacy. And, you know, in spite of the fact that Joe's so violent and has such got the reputation for being a little out there, you know, a little crazy. Phenomenal wrestler. And it's going to be a hell of a match, a hell of a grudge feud, and probably a hell of a blood feud. So, everybody, be sure to keep up with New Moon Rising Wrestling on Facebook, New Moon Rising Wrestling fan page, the New Moon Rising Wrestling page. Go check those out. Follow the updates. You'll be getting the same things that we are as we build towards the rebirth of the little engine that could, New Moon Rising Wrestling. And, of course, go check out Phoenix Pro Wrestling, August 30th. We'll have more details for you guys in the coming weeks. This is New Moon Rising Radio. I'm Brady Hicks. For Cliff Light, thank you for checking us out, and we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. New Moon Rising Radio.
And the fields are turning, and the temperatures are rising. I see the factories are burning, where the wheels keep it turning. We're seeing the shoe grow now, with the horse of you ride. Gonna have your say now, see the new moon rising. Yeah.